Please go back with your chest.
Whoever's smoking inside, please stop. Please don't smoke inside, thank you.
Bitte nicht rauchen hier im Saal. Bitte sofort das Zigarettenrauchen einstellen. Dankeschön.
Take it. अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे
First of all, my millions of dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. About 5,000 years before, more than that, when Krishna left this world, and all the qualities of this world, transcendental world, went with Krishna, all his quality. And very soon, Kali Yuga came. And that at time, the minds of all, ladies and male, even sadhu, sannyasis, brahmachari, grihastha, were upset. All began to be engaged in sense gratifications only. Thus, everywhere unreligious things were done. So by this fear, about 88,000 of Rishi Maharshis, like Shaunak and others, all were
assembling.
all were there in the bank of Gomati Namisharanya. And they were thinking what to do.
Hare Krishna, please start up your cell phone, please.
What to do?
Turn off your own mobile phone, please.
Yeah. Mobile bunch. What to do? Also, the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Ugrasava Sut, was there. They told to him, O Sut Goswami, you are disciple of very high class of devotee, Sukadeva Goswami, who read Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadeva himself. And you know also Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Shastra, Mahabharata, Ramayana, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Our question is that Kaljuga is coming, no? And Kaljuga is coming. Prayena alpa ayusham sabhya klashmin juge juge mandasu mandamateo mandabhagyahi upadrata. In this Kali Yuga, the age of human is very short. Not more than 100. If not controlled, then 50. Anyhow, Manda, their intelligence is very, very less. So Manda Matayo, not they are intelligent. They are thinking, I am this body. And these are mine. The son is mine, wife is mine, the wealth is mine, everything. They don't know that who is God, who am I. No intelligence. Manda Bhagya, always they do something for happiness, but without invitation. Oh, only suffering coming. Especially, old is bound to come. And in the last, you will have to give up this body. No one will go with you. Your dear wife, children, relatives, no one will go. Your all wealth will be here. Where to go? You don't know. And there are so many upadrava. What upadrava?
Disturbance.
Problems. Quarreling here and there. Sometimes so many rogues like cancer, TB, so many. New rogues coming in Kali Yuga. We don't know when anyone will come, will die. At the time of Ramachandra, at the time of also Parikshit, any son, they never died in front of his father. Any ladies that don't become
widow.
All were happy. But now we see that we don't know that this boy's father, what is the name of father? Divorce so much here and there.
Even perhaps anyone has written their names in green?
Guinness.
World Guinness Book. World Guinness Book. That she has divorced about 10, 20, 20 times more than that. So anyone in this, no happy. So we are requesting you, Ata Sadho Atra, in this Kali Yuga, Jatsaram Samudhritta Manishaya, by intelligence, by reading all the books, Ved, Shastra, Upanishad, Gita, and especially Bhagavata. What is the essence of that? By following that, our soul will be happy. Not we will be happy, this body not. So especially he is telling, Jayatma Suprasidati. If a drunkard is very happy by taking so much what wine, really he is not happy. Anyone taking the flesh, cow's meat, and thinks I am very happy, they are not happy. They are like mad persons. They don't know what will be the effect of these things. So, please tell the essence of the whole Shastra by which Atma will be happy. And then he became very happy. Sutta Goswami became very happy. And he told that, I'm very lucky that you have asked me a question by which I'm remembering whole sweet pastimes of Krishna and his incarnations. So, I must give answer. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev. Jang prabrajantam anupetam apet krityam dvaipayano viraha katare ajuhavo. Putreti tanmayate atan vobhinedu tang sarva bhutaridayam munimanu tosmi. Sukadeva Goswami, really he was the parrot of Srimati Radhika, Sriya Shuka, Sriya Radhika. But anyhow, one day, Srimati Radhika was giving sweet rice to that parrot, taking on her hand and telling, Shuk, tell Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And parrot was in the very melody of Radhika tune, very sweet. He was repeating Krishna, Krishna. In the meantime, he flew away from her and nearby Nandagaon. He went very near her, and Krishna was sitting with Madhu Mangal, and they were talking something. And on the branch of a very green tree, this parrot sat there and began to tell, like Radhika, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna thought, from where? No one is here. From where this sound coming? Then he saw that on the tree very beautiful bird like Suk is there. Then he told, come on, very sweet words. And parrot at once come on his hand and sat there. And then Krishna began to cross him. Oh, what you are telling? You speak again, again. And the parrot began to, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he added more. I'm very, very unlucky. My Swamini is Radhika. She was taking me on her hand and giving me sweet rice. And she was telling to repeat, Krishna, Krishna. My Swamini is very merciful. Very merciful. She used to love me so much. But by the nature of bird, I flew from there and I have come here. I am very unfortunate. Then, in the meantime, Krishna heard this thing and he began to curious and telling, again you should speak again and again. In the meantime, Lalita Vishakha came there. Oh, Krishna, this parrot is of Srimati Radhika. Without parrot, she cannot live. Please give, and we should give her. Oh, you should call, and if he goes, you can take. They began to call, but parrot not came. Then, Lalita Vishakha told that anyone, any living entity who will go to you and your affection he will have, he never return to anywhere. Only if Radhika will come, then he go. Otherwise, never. So how she can go? But without this parrot, my Sakhi will not leave. Very upset. Krishna told that I cannot give. If he can go himself, you should call then. Then Lalita Vishakha, very intelligent, they went to Mother Yashoda and told, oh, this parrot has come here. My Sakhi is very upset, Radhika. Please give the, take the bird and give us, and we will return back to Radhika. Then Yashoda, my atman, oh, you should sit here, I'm coming. And she came and went there where Krishna was playing with that bird. And at once, by Japatta Mar, at once, what are you doing? Nonsense.
Naughty boy?
Always playing with birds, say animals, everything. Come on with me. And he took one hand of Krishna and began to drag him. Your father is sitting waiting for you to take bath and to take prasadam. At once you should go. Krishna being the Supreme Lord, Lord of Lord, but on the front of Mother Yashoda, he is a baby only. He cannot do anything. He forgets his Bhagavata, his
Supremacy.
That he is all powerful. Then Yashodama gave it to Lalita Vishakha and they went and gave it. When Krishna Leela was finished, the bird wanted to go with them. But Radhika and Krishna told, after our going there, there will be none to tell them for Krishna bhajan. So better you should wait here and preach Bhagavatam. What Sukhdev will tell to Parikshit Maharaj. So please be here. So he waiting here in this world. But without Krishna, pursuit past times hearing, he cannot live. So he went to Kailash where Bhagavan Shankar was telling the same Bhagavatam to his wife Parvati. and Parvati was hearing. The parrot on a branch of very green and dark doll branch, he was sitting there. And from there he was hearing. First canto anyhow, he heard, she heard. And when second and third week came, sarga, visarga, all the srishti, all the creation of this world, oh, no interest she has. So they can sleep. And then, as before she was telling, aur kaho, haan, theek hai, oh, go on.
Very good.
She was telling. Oh, when she slept, continue. That parrot began to. Oh, yes, very good. Go on. After this, Shankar was
thinking
that, Parvati is hearing. But when he finished 10th and went in, we are about to finish in 12th chapter. Oh, at once she woke up and told, oh, Bhagavan, see you. I was slept. I have not heard. Then, who heard this? And began to see here and there. And he saw that in a very green, dark branch, a parrot is there. And he is doing, yes, go on. Then he took his dragon and began to follow to kill that. This bird at once swoop very nearby, flew away towards Badrikashram, where Vyasadeva was telling same Harikatha, Bhagavatam, to his wife Bhitika. And she was hearing, with a very wonderful curiosity, hearing the sweet pastimes of wonderful, that Krishna took Govardhan. And very wonderful. And then parrot came and entered in his stomach at once. Then Shankar came very angry with dragon and he asked Vyasadeva, oh Vyasadeva, namaskar. Vyasadeva, from where you are coming? As if you are very angry with dragon. Have you seen any parrot here coming? Why you are searching? He has heard Srimad Bhagavatam. Then why you want to kill him? Any anadhikari, not qualified person, should not hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was unqualified and he heard all the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the fruit of hearing Srimad Bhagavat? He becomes
immortal.
Then if he is mortal, how, Shankar, you can kill him? Then Shankar also began to laugh, returned back. And this parrot, now he was Umb of Vyasadeva. Wife, for 16 years, not coming. Vyasadeva, after 16 years, he told, oh Prabhu, who are you? I don't know. Why you are giving suffering to your mother? Please come down. That boy told, I will not come in Maya. Maya, you know? Maya. Jo nahi hai, which is not existing, and it seems to be existing. What? We are not body, but we are thinking that, I am body, this is Maya. We are so much attached to this, not attaching to Krishna, this is Maya. we are coming, we are suffering from the endless pain of birth and death, knowing that my father, forefather have died. But we think that we will not die. Oh, this is all Maya. Srishti, sthiti, pralaya, all are Maya. I will not come in this Maya. Then Vyasadeva told that I am removing this Maya, so please come. He told, I don't believe on you. So to whom you believe? I believe in Krishna. If he will come and tell, then Krishna came by the prayer of Vyasadeva, and Krishna told, oh boy, I am Krishna. I am removing for a moment, just for a moment, you should come down. Oh, I believe you. And at once Krishna removed Maya and he came in a moment. And even no sanskar, cutting off
umbilical cord,
nothing, no jagyapivit, nothing. Run away towards forest. Who is father? Who is mother? Who is son? From birth he. Then Vyasadeva, thinking that I have made Srimad Bhagavatam. In this world there is no qualified person to whom I will teach. And my this son, from birth he is not attached to any worldly things. So really he is qualified to hear. And if he will hear, he will preach this mission to whole world. So he began to follow. Oh Putra, oh Putra, oh come on, return. And then echo came from the forest. Putra, Vyasadeva told Putra, oh echo came, Putra. Who is Putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Are Krishna is your father? Krishna your mother? Krishna is everything. That echo came. After that, Sukhdev Goswami went in a forest and there he followed Vyasadeva. Some ladies were Apsara from heaven. They were playing naked in a pond. When Sukhdev Goswami went there, nothing, they were playing naked in the water. But when Sukhdev, Vyasadeva, old, very big ears, white, when he came there, at once they ran away and they took their garments and from far away they began to do pranam to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva told, oh my daughters, daughters of daughters, I am more than your grandfather of grandfather. And if seeing my young, very beautiful, naked my son, and you are not, what?
Not feeling shy.
But I am so old, you are my what, granddaughter?
Great-grandchild.
And seeing me, you became simple. And at once you took your garments and doing pranam. Why? Then they told, oh, your son does not know that this is tree or lady or male or what. He sees only soul, and super soul always everywhere in everywhere. Not ladies, male and trees and creepers and anything. But you ask me, you ask me, oh, my daughter's daughters. So you have this knowledge that we are ladies, these are male. So we became very shyful to you. After that, Sukhdev Goswami, Vyasadeva made a sloka and talked to some
hunters.
They were going to have so many birds from forest. And they spoke what Vyasadeva had told, Varaha Pidam Natavarabhapu Karnayo Karnikara Bibradvasa Kanak Kapisang Bajanti Chimalam Randran Venuadasudaya Purayan Gopavindai. This is the very beautiful description of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. And hearing this, Sukhdev Goswami was at once attracted and he came to them and told them, who has
taught
you? Please tell him to tell that what are the qualities of that person for which beauty you have told. And next day they went to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva told again, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Jighansaya Levhe Gatim Dhat Uchitam Kangva Dayalu Saranam Brijima. Oh, Putna went to kill Krishna, giving poison in her breast. And Krishna so merciful that he gave Dhatri Gati like mother Gati. So who is so much merciful and who accept Krishna, oh, they will go to others. And then he came to Vyasadeva and Vyasadeva taught him all Srimad Bhagavat. A kirtan. You can tell kirtan. Ki kirtan. Oh, to khara.
Jaya
Jo Tomar Bicha.
Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. 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 Jaya Jagannatha Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare.
Bina Bani Bandara Oh, I'm
So, Śrūta Gosvāmī, doing pranam, offering his dandat pranam to his Gurudev, because he is going to begin Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Also he is telling, jaṁ śvānu bhāva makhila suti sāra dīpa adhyātma dīpam ati tirtrishatāṁ tamondham. Oh, this Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, Svanubhava Akhila Sutisarami. This is the abstract of whole Vedic literature, Puran, and all Purans, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Gita, everything. This is the essence abstract of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is also a pradeep like
lamp.
By lamp, in the darkness we see something, to us also and others also. So Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading, by following Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing from any bona fide guru, he can see transcendental Krishna, his associates and his sweet pastimes. So, samsarina karunya ahava. Vyasadeva taught his son wow, with karuna and also with a great mercy to world these living entities. My Gurudev, Sukadev Goswami, out of mercy he has told this Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Shortly we should hear Bhagavatam. And then he began to Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkhaje ahe tukka pratihata jayatma samprasidati. Oh, you. And also you should explain anna bilashita. You should try to be Parikshit Maharaj, who was dying after 7 days, and he forget to take anything, water even, no prasadam, no water, no sleeping, day and night harikatha shravanam. And only in 7 days, he left his body without any suffering and went to Golok Vrindavan. So you should try to hear like Sukadev Parikshit Maharaj.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Savakaya Chakshurum Viditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Itadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivin. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I'm offering my Dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhag Asto Tarasata Shri Shila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Shishila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhara Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnu Pad Ashto Tarasata Shishila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Srila Gurudev. And to all of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, friends and guests, all the Tridandi Sannyasigan, my Dandavat pranams. We are very fortunate to be hearing this introduction to the most glorious literature on the surface of the earth planet titled Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Gurudev has kindly given us this synopsis of the introduction, actually bringing us to that very place. Here he is sitting as the representative of the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva. And he is seated here before us on this Vyas Asan. And he is disseminating this very same message that has been broadcast down through the ages for more than 5,000 years. We are hearing this divine message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the most potent spiritual topics that exist on our earth planet today, by hearing which any living being may attain the highest perfection of human form of life. So, in this introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Gurudev has been narrating the various personalities who are the speakers of this great message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the questions that were asked by the great learned sages, more than 80,000 sages present there. And they're asking relevant questions. How a human being may become actually perfectly happy in his soul. Not on the bodily level, on the level of this material body, senses, and mind, but on the level of the eternal Atma. Atma means self or soul. So the questions the sages were asking was, what is the highest activity that performing any person, any human being, he may become completely Atma Samprasiddhi, perfectly happy? So in response to this, Sri Suta Goswami, the chief speaker in this assembly, he stated, Savaipum saparu dharmo, yato bhaktir adhokshaje, ahaituki apratihata ye atma samprasiddhi. Savaipum saparu dharmo. He immediately went straight to the point that he said, the topmost, supreme, paradharma, supreme activity that any human being may perform, it is called bhakti, pure devotional love. Bhakti, the activity of bhakti performed toward adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means the absolute supreme truth, the supreme reality, the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, who is the creator of the creators of these material universes and planets. And he is the source of everything that exists. And he exists himself far beyond the range of our mind, intelligence, and senses. That personality of Godhead is adhoksaja, because no one is equal to or greater than him. Everyone is subordinate to him. And that personality cannot be approached by our demands, nor we can demand that he should come down to our level. But by performance of bhakti to that divine personality, which type of bhakti? It must be ahaituki bhakti. It must be devoid of any other motivations other than his happiness, to please him. Ahaituki. And apratihata, it must not be interrupted by anything. Not that we will do it one day a week, 1 hour a week, or that periodically at any time we may do some activity of bhakti. But here Suta Goswami very carefully explained, it must be apratidata. It must be uninterrupted. That activity must be constantly going on 24 hours daily. And when that activity is performed by the Atma, by the soul, by the human being who has attained this human birth and is now has the capability to render pure devotional activities to the Supreme Being, what becomes the result of that? Ye Atma Samprasidati. Here, Atma Samprasidati has two meanings. It means, Atma means the Supreme Self, the Supreme Absolute Personality. That is God, that is Krishna. When he becomes fully satisfied by the rendering of pure bhakti, then automatically the individual Atma, that is ourself, the tiny spirit souls within this world who are part and parcel of the Supreme Being, when that pure bhakti is rendered to the Supreme Being and he becomes satisfied, automatically we become satisfied. Just like if you pour water on the root of a tree, automatically, the branches, the leaves of the tree, every single part of that tree receives the benefit of the water because it is given to the root. So the root of all living beings, we have all eternal connection with the Supreme Absolute Being, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. When pure devotional bhakti, bhakti yoga is rendered to him, then automatically we receive the benefit. It is distributed to ourself and to all living beings. So how to understand this bhakti yoga process? How to properly perform this bhakti yoga process? Oh, our great acharyas in our line, coming down for thousands of years to the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an incarnation of Krishna in this Kali Yuga age. He taught to his most dear disciple, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad conveyed these teachings of Bhakti Yoga to the entire world in his literature titled Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And there Srila Rupa Goswami explained what is the definition of bhakti so that we may know how to do bhakti and how to avoid something which is not performing bhakti. So therefore he described what is bhakti. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Here he has described uttama bhakti. Uttama bhakti means pure devotion, pure bhakti, which is untinged by anything else. It is the topmost form of bhakti. Just like if you ask for water, what are you asking for? You're asking for pure water. You don't want water adulterated by anything else. So similarly, the understanding of what is pure devotion, uttama bhakti, that is being described here. First of all, he explains, anya abhilashita shunyam, that if one is doing pure bhakti, it will be completely devoid of any other desire.
Please begin from Ankulena Krishna Anushilan. Then come to this point. Okay. What is bhakti and then Uttama bhakti? In two
symptoms
afterward.
So in this verse, it is divided into two parts. And the second part is describing the principal symptom of bhakti. So there, that symptom is described as anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Anukul means favorable. Favorable cultivation. Anushilanam. Anushilanam means that with one's mind, one's body, one's words, and even one's emotions constantly flowing in this performance of activities that are favorable and pleasing to Krishna, and are flowing just like an unbroken stream of honey. This is the main symptom of bhakti. So that bhakti, which is constantly being performed for the happiness of Krishna, it must also have the external symptoms, secondary symptoms.
More thing. What is the meaning of anu?
And then Shilanam. You should describe all these things.
Anu following.
Anu means? Nairantarja.
Continuous, without any break.
And in the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava. And what is favorable and not favorable by the example of Yashoda Maiya and Charunamushti. All you should speak.
So, Nairantarya means constantly flowing, uninterrupted flow. So, Anushilanam refers to this word Anu. Anu means constantly under guidance of Sri Guru, a perfected, realized spiritual master. Under his guidance, performing these activities constantly and not with no interruption. Now, there are a couple of examples to make clear this understanding. What is actually pleasing to Krishna, performance in the category of performing bhakti? Now, we know that when Bhagavan Sri Krishna came into the wrestling arena of Kamsa, at that time, there were two very powerful wrestlers, Chanur and Mushtika. These two wrestlers, they had an order and a desire to kill Krishna. That was their motivation. So Krishna and his friends came into the wrestling arena, and actually they were happy. They wanted to engage in wrestling because in the forest of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys and Krishna would often wrestle. And this playful activity in friendship gave great happiness and pleasure to Krishna. So in this wrestling arena, they were also entering, and they were thinking, oh, this will be a very fun activity. We will wrestle. So then when Krishna began to wrestle with these wrestlers, Krishna and Balaram were wrestling with Chandra and Mushtika. And Chandra and Mushtika were constantly pounding Krishna, and they were locking each other in very powerful locks, wrestling locks. And in this way, Krishna and Balaram were sporting and fighting with Chandra and Mushtika. And Krishna was feeling great happiness, actually, because he was tasting ras. He was tasting veera ras, chivalry, and sporting. But Chandra and Mushtika, their whole motivation was that Krishna should be killed. So, can we say that Chandra and Mushtika were doing bhakti to Krishna? Because definition of bhakti is anukulyena, favorable for Krishna's happiness. But in this regard, they were not favorable to Krishna's happiness because they wanted to kill Krishna. So we cannot confuse the definition here by taking this statement of anukul and applying it to Chandra and Mushtika. Now, on the other hand, we see that in the case of Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, naturally, her whole existence is given to Krishna for Krishna's pleasure as his mother. Every single thing she does, every thought she has, is to give happiness to Krishna. But we see that when Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna, and the milk that was left on the stove was boiling over, and when Mother Yashoda saw it boiling over, and suddenly she began to rush toward the stove to save the milk from boiling over, she had to quickly put Krishna down. And when she put Krishna down, oh, Krishna was upset. Oh, Mother Yashoda has stopped giving me her breast milk. And he was very upset, like a small child will be upset. And then he went down from the bed and began to do some mischief. We know that whole story of Damodar Leela. So Mother Yashoda, she made Krishna upset. So can we say that she was doing bhakti to Krishna because she did not give direct happiness to Krishna? No, we cannot. Because Mother Yashoda's every activity was for Krishna. The purpose of the milk was for making milk sweets so that Krishna would become happy, completely satisfied by these milk sweets. And that she was also engaging the milk in the activity of serving Krishna. So in this way, Mother Yashoda was performing bhakti. So anukul yena Krishna anushilanam means constantly serving Krishna with the attitude that Krishna will be pleased, Krishna will be happy by this activity. So in the other side of this definition, there is the understanding of what bhakti is not. And here it says, anya abhilashita shunyam. This means that If one is performing actual bhakti as given here, then he will also not have any other abhilas, desires. No other desires other than to please Krishna. In other words, one's entire existence of body, mind, words, emotions, everything will constantly be absorbed in Krishna with no other types of desires impeding that flow. And anagabhilashita shunyam jnana karmagi anapritam. And also Rupa Goswami.
Why it has been told anabhilashita?
So
why not anabhilash?
So in anyabhilashita shunyam, there is the extra syllables ita. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained that this indicates that a devotee, in normal circumstances, oh, he will have no other desires other than performing bhakti to Krishna. He will not approach Krishna for fulfilling his desires. But in an extraordinary circumstance, like an emergency case where death may be coming suddenly, oh, then at that time, the devotee may call out for Krishna, and, oh, Krishna, save me. So Srila Rupa Goswami has placed this syllable here to understand explicitly that bhakti will not be harmed in that circumstance. Why? Because it is natural for the devotee. It is completely natural for him to be fully dependent on Krishna in every time, place, and circumstance. So when such emergency is coming, then the devotee completely depends and calls out for Krishna. So therefore, it will not be covered. Like in the case of Draupadi. Draupadi was so devoted to Krishna. But when Dushasan was trying to disrobe her in the assembly of the Kauravas, at that time, she was attempting to hold on to her sari, but he was overpowering her. And at that time, she called out and raised her hands in the air, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna." And Krishna himself responded by becoming unlimited amounts of sari. So in that situation, it is still pure bhakti, it is not harmed. So, anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam. And also bhakti will not be covered. Bhakti will not be covered over by the process of developing jnana. Jnana means that one is trying to engage in developing impersonal knowledge of impersonal liberation, merging into the Supreme. Like there are many Mayavadis, many impersonalists, and they believe that the Atma can merge into the Supreme Atma and lose his own individual spiritual existence for eternity. So this kind of development of jnana, tending toward impersonal liberation, oh, this will cover bhakti. And similarly, karma. Karma means selfish, sense-gratificatory seeking activities. That one is interested and one is performing bhakti in order to attain material happiness within this world, on this material level, or even in higher planets of this material universe, like heavenly planets, Swarga Lok, and so forth. This will also cover bhakti. And also activities of yoga, whereby a person practices mystic yoga, Ashtanga yoga, and their intention is to develop the mystic siddhis, or powers, very subtle powers by which they can manipulate material nature. So this will also cover bhakti. So here Rupa Goswami has explained so clearly what pure bhakti consists of, and what are the activities that will be opposed to bhakti, that will negate the effects of bhakti. So, in this assembly, in Naimisharanya Forest, Srila Suta Goswami has given that also this very clear declaration that it is only by the performance of pure bhakti, ahoitukiya pratihata, which is never motivated by any other activity and is uninterrupted flow for the pleasure of Krishna, this alone will satisfy the Supreme Lord, and the soul will be completely satisfied by this. So this is the purport of this verse, Savai Pum Samparu Karma.
Very good.
Very good explanation. If you want to know more detail, you should read Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu. And there Vishwanath Chakravarti. You must read. Then systematic way you can express all these things. Parvritti Mulak, Nivritti Mulak, there are so many things to tell. Anukulyan means those who are favorable. But those who are not favorable, we should reject all. And those who are favorable for Krishna, not only to please, both things, to please Krishna and for the benefit of Krishna, whether Krishna is weeping or not. This is pure bhakti. You should know that this bhakti covers from last his part from Shraddha.
Last fraction
of bhakti, that is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha, though it had been told, Krishna bhakti, if you are doing, your life is successful. But to desire to serve Krishna, this desire is really Shraddha. And from where it will come, and this desire is transcendental. It will only come by sadhu sang, by Gurudev. By mercy of Krishna, it will come in his associates, and from there, it will come in the heart of him. And then outer symptom will be, oh, he will have so much strong faith in Krishna words, epic words, Srimad Bhagavat words, and Guru words. If he has no faith in epics, then no Shraddha. No, if he has no strong faith in his Guru words, no Shraddha. Even no faith in Krishna words, what he has told in Gita and especially in Bhagavad, then not Shraddha. After that, Shraddha, second association of Bhakta, then he realizes that Guru is needed. Without Guru, we cannot enter in the realm of Bhakti. So must we should take initiation from any bona fide in the form of cheaters, thousand and thousand. Oh, gurus are here and there in this world. They are cheating others. They make disciples only for wealth. But they cannot remove the doubts of the, and also ignorance of devotees, and they cannot put bhakti in their heart. So we should be careful for that. And then Guru Karan and 10 primary anga of symptom of bhakti. Guru Padrasya, Guru Siksha taking from Gurudev, Vishambhena Guru Savai, all these things. Without Guru serving, Tad Vidhi Pradipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya. Without serving Gurudev, oh, if he will hear no fruit, so we should serve him, obey him. And then Nishtha, after that, Ruchi, and then Asakti comes. And after Asakti, oh, Shuddha Sattva, Rati will come. Rati is transcendental. So, bhakti are of two kinds. One is Vaidhi bhakti, and second is Raganuga bhakti. Bhakti, first we should begin from Vaidhi bhakti.
But by hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna from any bona fide guru or sadhu, if you have lobh, greed to serve Krishna like Sudama, Sridham, Madhumangal, Subal, like Nand Baba Yashoda Maiya, and more than that, like gopis, and more to be the Palyadasi of Srimati Radhika, like Manjari. So gradually it comes. Also, this bhakti is the service of Radhika to Krishna. And that is highest in prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, adhirud, rud, adhirud, modan, and then madanakhya. Mahabhav up to mahabhav in all gopis. Some partly in Dwarkapuri also something. Queens of Dwarka. Sattabhama Rukmini. But after Mahabhav, Rud, Adhirud, not in anyone. And moreover, Mohan, also, it may be in Chandravali and others. Moreover, that, what?
Madanaka Mahabhav.
No, before. In Mohan, अत्यंत भ्रमर गीत जब चित्र जल्प ऑल अदर थिंग्स इट मे बी लाइक इन जसोदा एंड अदर्स ऑल एंड जसोदा ललिता विशाखा बट दिस मदनक्ष भाव नॉट इन चंद्रावली नॉट इवन इन ललिता विशाखा एनी वन ओनली इट बी वेन Krishna or Radhika are sitting together, but by thinking, they are thinking, just where is Krishna? Where is Krishna, Radhika? So he began to lament, where? So this is Madanakhya Bhav, not in any other. So up to this, bhakti covers. In this way, I was going to tell that bhakti is of two kinds, Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga. What is Vaidhi bhakti? Jatra ragan anuvaptat prapitti rupajayate sasanen eva shastrasya sa Vaidhi bhakti tiruchyata. Nowadays, especially in European countries, Russian, in Russia, they are Rasik. They want, Rush. That they don't like Vaidhi Bhakti. At once they want to go up to the top of the tree of Prem. Madanakha Bhav they want only. They don't want to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. Very dangerous. You should be very careful from these what? Nonsense. Sahajiya Vaishnava. In Radha Kund we see in Vrindavan too, the Babaji, they gave anyone who don't know how to clean their.
How to appear after passing?
They don't know. No knowledge at all. Quite foolish. And they gave them Siddha Deha. And having Siddha Deha, you are now Manjari of Vrindavan. And there you are serving Radha and Krishna. And what becomes these unqualified persons thinking this, and they have some widow ladies with them, and they began to test, oh, Parakiya Bhava. Understand meaning? What meaning?
First they became Babaji, then Kaj Mataji became Pitaji.
Very dangerous. And then so many children comes, Babaji. And very beautiful young lady. So we see, I have warned my all disciples, sannyasi, brahmachari, all. Be careful for this. Krishna has told, natural tendency of this worldly living beings, even in snakes, even in donkeys, monkeys, especially Krishna has told to Uddhava that donkeys always bitten by behind legs of
sea
donkey, even follows. And secondly, donkey or Also, you should know that you know she goat and male goat. Goat. If anyone takes, oh, donkey, I was telling, beaten by even follows, and a she goat and male goat. Male goat is going to be killed, shutter house. And there he, if he sees any she goat, very shameless that
goat,
he wants to have sex with that she goat. How this wonderful these things. Even at that time, at the time of death, and he's there. So we should be very careful for these. Ladies to male to ladies. Vice versa. So very careful for these. So where there is not rag, only by the reading the Shastra, that you should do bhakti of Krishna. If you will not do, then you must go to heaven.
Hell.
By fear of this, if anyone engages his mind in bhakti, then it is called Vaidika. What is rag? Where rag is not, what is the meaning of rag? Rag means in Subal Siddham, Nand Baba Jasoda Maiya, and especially in his Gopi, especially in Lalita Visakha and Srimati Radhika. Rag means love and affection to his last point, by which they serve Krishna and they control Krishna. This is rag. And that rag, in whom this rag is there, they are ragatmika. And hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam from any bona fide Guru Vaishnava, if anyone has greed, I want to serve Krishna like Subal Siddham Madhumangal, I want to serve Krishna like Mother Jashoda. How? Nanda Hakim Akrut Brahman. What Nanda Baba has done, how fortunate Mother Yashoda, that Krishna being Supreme Lord, he took the breast of Mother Yashoda. So if anyone want to serve Krishna like mother, if anyone more than that, what? Like gopis. Krishna has told what? Napare ham nirvadya sanjujang. I cannot repay gopis. because for me they have left everything, their husband, their wives, their children, their wealth, their body looking, every ornament, everything for Krishna. And Krishna is telling that I cannot leave anyone as you have left for me, so I cannot repay you. Only you can repay by your good qualities only. Hearing this, gopis told, O Krishna, you have accepted that I am Rani of gopis. But really, by telling this, you have owned and we are defeated. So, here that mood, more than that, Anaya radhito nunang bhagavan hari rishvara janno bihaye go. In among Srimati Radhika is supreme, most beloved of Krishna, because Krishna left all the gopis there in Rasastali and he went taking Radhika with him. So surely this Radhika has pleased Supreme Lord, and by the mercy, oh, this Krishna is very happy with that lady. So Radhika, but if anyone has that greed, but there should be some symptoms. Only telling that, oh, I have greed. Oh, I have seen Radhika, not his feet, but I have seen the Nabhi. Nabhi means?
Navel
of Radhika I have seen. Oh, bogus person. Stupid and nonsense. Rascal also. If anyone take darshan of Radhika, he cannot be in this world. Only Narad has seen a glance of his Narayan and then disappear and told that, oh, I never seen give darshan to those who are kuyogi, not pure. So, how it is possible? So, we should know all these things. Shastroktya parbalaya tat tanmayadit tanvanta vaidhi bhakti riyam kashchan marjadam. O Ballabhacharya is still marjada. Those who follow the instructions of Shastra, that is Bhagavatam, Sramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Darshan. These are Vaidhi Bhakti. Also four, Sadhu Sang, five, Sadhu Sang, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Bas, Saddhaya Murti Seman, Sadhu Sang, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Bas, Sri Murti Sang. These are five Angas of Bhakti. If you will follow without aparad, very soon prema bhakti will come. So, this raganuga bhakti is very high. Symptoms, by symptoms we can see. Chantir abhyakt kalaktan viraktir manasunyata. Can you tell? Chantira Bhakti Kalatang Virakti Mana Sunyata Asabandasam. Not a slokta, not a symptom. Uparet Dada. Because they will go to
Good day. or to me to discuss about the symptom of Bhava Bhakti. Srila Rupa, Srila Rupa, Srila Chakrabartipada, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given the definition of Bhakti. Sutta Sattva Vishishatma Prema Suchan Sama Bhava Ruchi Vichitas Marci Nakridasu Bhava Uchyate. In this verse, Srila Vishnu Chakrabartipada explained there are two symptoms of Bhava Bhakta. That means Bhava manifested one's heart. There are two symptoms. One is called the Sarup Lakshan and another is called Tatastha Lakshan. Sarup Lakshan is three and Tatastha Lakshan that is intended. Tatastha Lakshan that is called nine symptoms. Sarup Lakshan three that is called Bhagavat Prakti Abhilasa. He is always to desire how to attain to Lord. That is called Bhagavat Prakti Abhilasa. So with the Bhav, he has so much friendship with the eternal associator of Lord Krishna. And Anukulamayin Chesta, all his endeavors, how to serve to Krishna, which is favorable for him. These are the three internal symptoms of Bhavsadha. Then, nine, there are the external symptoms, Tarsadakshan. Very clearly explained in this way. Chandirapatta taratam vritti manasunnata asa bandhu sunutkanta namagane sadaruchi asakti tad gnanukhane pratitad vasati sthare ittadeho anubhava sujato. In this way, very clearly explained. Chandirapatta chanti. That is, chanti means if any problem will come in his life, his mind is never disturbed. That's called shanti. Always his mind completely calm and quiet and engaged with Krishna Seva, Guru Seva. This is called the shanti. And Parikrit Maharaj, he had given the example. Parikrit Maharaj, when he heard this, so this he told, oh, within my daughter, my son has given the class within 7 days that touch of the serpent will come and bite you. But when Parikshit Maharaj, he heard this thing, but his mind not disturbed. He said, oh, Bhagga, then I have to live in this material world 7 days. This is my guarantee. So this was chanti, his mind not disturbed. So chanti, apattakaltam, apattakaltam, that means he does not waste one moment except Krishna Seva. Always he against his my body and speech, that's called deha, man and kaya bhakta, which is three, with his body, with his mind, and with his speech, against himself to serve Guru and Krishna. And shantira abhadra talata. Bhakti, he completely detached from the, enjoys the sense gratification. That's called bhakti. Bhakti, mana sunnata. That means he completely free from all kinds of reputation. That means he is not hankering to get any kinds of reputation. That's called name and fame. Apatha mana sunnata. Sankarapatha bhakti mana sunnata. Asa bandho. Only he is only one hope when I will attain to Lord. Ajata pakshaiva matarankhaga stannam jatha pasarata tudarta priyam preva pushitam visanna man arvindaksha dhidrikshate tvam vitrasu. Recited this verse very nice. If I spend more time, so I going quickly. So this is the Chandra Patuna Vyakti Manasun Asa Bandhu, only one hope when I will attain my perfect son goal Asa Bandhu. Samut Kantha, always this Igar is coming. Igar is coming, Hankar is coming, always. Yeah, when I attain my perfect son goal, Chandra Patuna Vyakti Manasun Asa Bandhu Samut Kantha, Nama Gani Sadaruchi. Sam Nama Gani, he has so much Ruchi, best. To glorify Krishna Nama and Krishna Katha. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Raveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Raveti. He always speaks Krishna Katha and Krishna Pranam. Pranam Gani Sadaruchi. Asati Tad Gunam Kane. There's so much attachment to glorify Krishna Katha. Nam Ganesh Asati Gunam Priti Tad Vasati Sthare. There's so much love and affection. Krishna's Lila story. Especially in the last three, that Radha Padankita Bhumi, that Radha and Krishna Dev perform the sweet aromas pastimes. Nama Gani is not asatra gunanam kane pitta dhusthale.
Ittadeva
anubhava. These types of the anubhava is coming in one's heart. It's the symptom of bhav sadha. One chakra is
only telling that I have greed will not do. And I don't want to do any Vaidhi Bhakti. No need of falling Vaidhi Bhakti. And they thus become what? Out of Shastra. Suti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhing Vina Aikantaki Hare Bhakti Utpatairivakevalam. Those who don't follow the rules and regulation of bhakti, they are swechachari. What?
Completely independent.
Whimsical.
They don't want to follow. They don't want to take any suffering to follow bhakti by the bhakti. At once on the top of bhakti tree, O Valni Radhika Dasyam Manjari Bhav Devant. Here, Rup Goswami has told, what Shruti Smriti Vakya? Oh, Shruti Smriti, like Rup Goswami has told, there are 64 limbs of bhakti. First are 10, Guru Padasya. To have initiation, first name initiation, and then Diksha Mantra initiation. And to learn how to do bhakti, what is not bhakti, what is Sakam Bhakti, Nishkam Bhakti, Nirguna Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, like this. Arop Siddha, Sangha Siddha,
Sarup Siddha.
They should know all these things. Otherwise, they will do bhakti which is not bhakti. And those who don't want to follow these, what are they? They are like what? Stupid or nonsense that Swamiji has told. I am not telling these words. Rascal, stupid, nonsense he has told. But I cannot tell all this. And repeating his words. So be very careful from them. Also, jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi, tatha guru, dasyate, kathita hartha prakashante mahatmana. What? You are doing bhakti of Krishna, but you must do first prem bhakti to your Gurudev, thinking that Gurudev is himself Krishna. Krishna is Vishaya Guru, Vishaya Bhagavan, and he is
Ashraya.
Sakshadhari tena samasta shastra. And that is why it has been told, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu, jasya aprasad nagati kudu. And these bogus persons, they don't want to serve Gurudev. Then how these foolish persons will attend Raganuga Bhakti? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has followed all these symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been told, Raghunath Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das, Grihe jai, grihe
priya jao gurunaho batul
batul bhava sindhukul antare kara nishtha bahiya lokbar antaryaste. What is he telling? Oh, like Rupa Goswami, He was Rup Manjari. And he is serving. But outwardly he is following all the symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti. So if anyone has greed in his heart to serve Krishna in Raga Nuga way, internally, and having his Siddha Deh by any guru, qualified guru, and he must be at the stage of Rati, Bhav, then real greed is there. Otherwise, not real greed. He will be attached to ladies, or ladies will be attached to male. Very dangerous, and they will go to
hell,
not to transcendental world, not Manjari. Then, also, you have heard Bhayang Dityadha Vinivesha. Oh, only two words. Guru Devatatma, he are told. Oh, we have come because we have forgotten Krishna, and that is why we are always suffering. If anyone want to cause these things, then he must serve Gurudev first, and then serving him by his teachings, he should serve Krishna. First Guru, in Archan also, first Guru, then Krishna. So, we should think that without serving Guru, we cannot enter in bhakti realm. So don't try to be desperate as that person. They told that, oh, Radhika has given darshan purely, not his feet, but his navel I have seen. Bogus persons. If anyone will take darshan of transcendental Krishna, at once they will die. They will give up this body. And by their swarup siddha deha, transcendental body, they will at once go to Vrindavan Brajmandal and serve Krishna. So, always you should be careful for this. I know so many, they are telling all this raga nuga. They don't want to follow this Vaidhi Bhakti. So, you should be careful from them. You must follow first Vaidhi Bhakti. And by Bhakti Bhakti, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, automatically your Vaidhi Bhakti will turn to Raganuga. And this is the main process. Gaur Premanandam.